News Talk 1620 WTAW. Spring break is a traditional uptick in activity at area lakes. An opportunity to visit Kim Knopp at Somerville Lake about water safety and how important that is, particularly as the season gets underway. There have been enough tragedies at Somerville Lake that you want to try to get the word out to be even more careful.
Yes, that is one of the things that the park rangers at Somerville Lake really want to get the word out is about water safety so that our families can go home safely from their vacation. Last year, Somerville Lake didn't have any drownings, but our history of drownings usually are swimmers who aren't strong enough, step off into deep water and can't get themselves rescued, or visitors who are on personal watercraft or vessels that aren't wearing a life jacket when an accident does occur.
What's the water level been like? And I ask that because does it really matter what the water level is, or when it's down, that creates more problems for boaters and maybe more hazards for swimmers?
Yeah, conservation pool for Somerville Lake is 238, and boaters should always be aware, and swimmers alike, when the lake level goes up, areas that you're used to swimming in or areas that you're used to boating in, they're going to change. If you're boating, if you have a lot of water coming into the lake, you can have floating debris. If you're a swimmer out there along the shoreline and the lake level is low, where you're used to standing when we're at conservation pool, the ground underneath you is different because you're able to go further out than what you would if we were at conservation pool.
And again, from a historical standpoint, are you going to see an increase in water activity with spring break coming up next week?
We do expect an increase. That's one of our big times that we have a lot of people come out. But we want people to be safe whatever weekend they're out here at the lake, whether it's just a regular weekend, if it's Easter weekend, Memorial Day, 4th of July, or Labor Day weekends.
There's a couple of public service announcements that you've sent. Summarize each of those. The first one titled Watch Your Children.
That one is real important to me because it's that life can change in a matter of seconds. It takes only 20 seconds for a child to drown, even in shallow water. A lot of parents rely on inner tubes, that water wings, but those things collapse and they deflate. So you don't want to rely on the toys. You want to put a life jacket on your children and yourself. Even with a life jacket, accidents do happen, and there's no substitute for a parent's supervision. Every year, children drown just a few feet away from their parents, and it's hard to imagine what that would be like to happen. You want to keep an eye on your child at all times and keep them within your arm's reach.
And then the second public service announcement, the theme is Not Me.
Not me. When we talk about boating accidents, most people think, not me. But there's more than 800 not me's that die in boating-related accidents each year. Nearly 9 out of 10 are not wearing a life jacket. So we really encourage people to wear your life jackets when you're out on a boat because they float and you don't. It's kind of like wearing a seatbelt in a car. When you're in an accident, that seatbelt keeps you in place. If you're in an accident without the seatbelt or without your life jacket on, it's not going to do you any good.
For those who have not been out there before, any suggestions about what to check out or what to do?
I would go to your Walmart store or an academy, somewhere where they sell life jackets, and I would check out a life jacket. Be sure the life jackets that you pick are U.S. Coast Guard approved and that the type of life jacket that you get is the right size for your child and for yourself.
Thanks again to Kim Knopp, Somerville Lake Park Ranger, for the visit on News Talk 1620 WTAW.